I'm Lawrence Gunther, and this is another Bluefish Canada Stewardship Tip.
When you stick your head in the water, you hold your breath. Unless, of course, you've got a snorkel on or you're using tanks and you have scuba gear. But if you're not, and you're swimming and you stick your head underwater, you can hold your breath. I can hold my breath for almost 2 minutes. You know, it's not that hard to do. You hyperventilate a little bit, you know, you really super oxygenate your blood. I can almost go 2 minutes. But fish, they are also holding their breath when they come out of the water. They're not holding their breath in the water. They're holding their breath out of the water. So think about that the next time you take fish out of the water. How long can you hold your breath? That's how long they can hold their breath. Maybe less, because they don't have as much blood as we do. It's amazing how little blood is in a fish. And that's what carries the oxygen. That's what stores the oxygen. So as you're unhooking fish, as you're taking the picture of the fish, as you're measuring the fish, think about how long you're holding the breath. Those three steps take a long time. Keep the fish in the net between those steps so that they can reoxygenate, so that they can breathe. Don't make it hold its breath for 5 minutes, 10 minutes while you carry out those various steps. Think about holding your breath.
For all the latest Canadian fish and fishing news, follow Bluefish Radio.